Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? This podcast is automated to you by Alice. Just kidding. We got to bring the humans into this thing, and I'm so excited to be moving forward with artificial intelligence with our partner Alice Technologies. So we are starting a deep dive, three-part deep dive series on AI built from AOC Show 213 titled, Is Artificial Intelligence the Future of Construction? And that's where we got to have the founder, the origin story with Renee. But I'm super stoked to be bringing in our co-host, Phil Carpenter, and we're going to get to know his story next. But to lay the land here, I'm super stoked when they get to bring in their champions and talk about how this is all unfolding in the world of AR and construction. And today we get to have Michael MacBean, and after that we have Chris Bays, and then we have some teasers that we're going to be talking about and putting this all together for three different podcasts with Mr. Phil. And what are we going to be talking about? So the main message that I want to convey through this deep dive series is that Alice is an AI-powered construction simulation platform. And they work with some of the world's biggest construction companies who are bringing in to help them to rethink the way we schedule and manage their projects using AI. As you all know, construction segments can be slow to adopt new technologies. And that was kind of the impetus of let's just bring the humans in and talk about how we can take these tools that many use for project scheduling and management. And so all of these Excel and Project Manager and P6 that are decades old, it's such a breath of fresh air to have Alice come in and talk about AI and how they enable their customers to create millions of potential schedules all at once. And then we can analyze those and optimize those for options to find the best path. But I talk about that and I say, I don't quite understand that. So I'm super stoked to be listening and asking some questions over these next three podcasts with Phil. And how is this going to benefit you? Companies can save weeks of production times that turns into millions and millions of dollars of costs. So my perspective in this whole thing is I'm going to step to the side, and I'm super stoked to welcome in Phil Carpenter, the CMO at Alice Technologies. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hey, Devin. Thanks a lot. It's good to be here.
And what's your kind of perspective as we launch this baby?
Well, you know, as I look at this, I really want to talk with you and with Mike and with our other guests about the partnership between people and technology, because that's what this is all about. You know, artificial intelligence is helping developers to spin up lots of different possibilities, lots of different combinations of potential approaches to scheduling. But then it's in the hands of the humans to make smart choices about the path that they take that best meets their business objectives.
Awesome. Well, we're blending my co-host into this deep dive series one. So let's start this baby out and put you on the pedestal and get to know you through the speed round. Phil, here we go. What's your favorite beverage?
I'm a huge coffee drinker, Devin. If my day is not starting out with coffee, I'm grumpy. And I'm pleased to say it. I've got a big mug right next to me right now.
I agree with you there. The coffee and the hangries are a real thing for us, right? As we're running the Art of Construction tribe. What's the favorite place you've traveled?
So I just got back from a trip to Belize with my family and some friends of ours, which was fantastic. We're big scuba divers. So we did a lot of diving, some of the best that I've done literally in the world, and also some great jungle exploration, including a cave trip that was right out of Indiana Jones.
Oh, cool. Give us one specific memory or experience from that.
So the cave trip was just crazy. I mean, literally you had to walk into the jungle for an hour. You get to the entrance of the cave, you swim into the cave for about 40 yards before you can start your journey. And you're climbing up into the depths of the mountain with your headlamp. The water is coursing all around you. You climb up into this dry cavern where there are the remains of Mayan sacrificial victims, including like entire skeletons. It was mind-blowingly cool.
Awesome. And what do you like to do when you're not working in the Art of Construction?
Well, apart from scuba diving, I'm a big sailor, and I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the San Francisco Bay itself is a phenomenal place to sail, especially during the summertime when the winds are really brisk. So if I'm not building stuff, I'm probably out on a boat someplace.
Awesome. So as my co-host on this journey, let's let the tribe know, what's your story that led you to getting involved with ALIS and your passions for AI?
So I'm a longtime technology marketing guy and a serial startup guy as well. I've been doing startup stuff for a long time. Before joining ALIS, I had also worked in AI, but in a different application. So I was intrigued by what AI could do in the world. And in addition, I have for a long time run a small real estate development company with a good friend in Phoenix, Arizona, and we build residential properties out there. So, I'm used to building on a small scale. But when I was talking to a friend of mine about the ALIS opportunity, he's like, "Look, this is the chance for you to take your passion for construction and put it into play on some of the biggest projects in the world." And that was really interesting to me, and it's been a good journey.
Well, I like the sounds of that. And so who are we going to be talking through on this first episode of three different episodes where you're going to be bringing in champions of the ALIS platform?
So today we are going to start with a good conversation with Mike McBeam. He is the director of pre-construction at Pacific Structures, and he's going to tell you more about not only what his role has been, but what it has evolved to be there. So we'll let Mike give the details.
Awesome. And my perspective for today is to say, how can we take pre-construction and empower that through AI? And I'm fascinated to hear his story, and that's what he's doing and how Alice can help us do that. So what do you say, Phil? Let's get in and get to know Mike's story and have as much fun as possible with all of our lifelong learners, huh?
All right, let's roll.
All right, lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
I'm with Phil on this. Good morning, guys. I'm a coffee drinker.
All right.
I'm
And after a long day of working in coffee, is it just coffee, coffee?
It's coffee, coffee these days.
All right.
Growing up a little bit.
What's your favorite place you've traveled, Mike?
Like everybody else, it's been a little quiet with the coronavirus going on. So right before that, I got to take a trip to South Africa. And I'm going to kind of tell this in two parts. I got to fulfill two parts of my life that are important. One is construction. I did a 24-hour layover in Dubai on the trip. And I got to nerd out for 24 hours on some of the coolest construction in the world that I've ever seen going on. They were in the middle of building the Dubai frame while we were there. So super cool. Got to nerd out for 24 hours on some great construction. And then off to South Africa we went. Everything from safari to diving with great white sharks. It was incredible. So, chance
All
to
right, we
watch.
got to hear the story with the sharks.
Well, so you guys, most people have seen Shark Week. Down there in False Bay, you can actually take a tour and hop in a boat and go out on some of the same research vessels that film Shark Week. And they put you in a cage on the side and chum the water. And basically, you get to sit there as great whites come right up and brush you with a fin in the face. It's
That's memorable for sure. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos we're going to talk about breaking down through AR that we call the art of construction?
yeah, if I'm not dealing with construction or with my family, you can find me fly fishing somewhere. Happily up to my chest in the water with a fish on a fly is probably my favorite thing to do.
Outstanding. Well, Mike, what's your story that led you to being the director of pre-construction for Pacific Structures?
So I've been in construction most of my life. I grew up in a small town in Northern California, and found bigger construction through building small construction at home in San Francisco, and joined up with a couple firms. I currently work for Pacific Structures, and I have a knack for building concrete construction and just a real passion on understanding and figuring out complex projects and making a lot of money while doing so. And the variability in what these big construction projects are in terms of efficiently managing your labor and production rates. And that's essentially what we are at Pacific Structures as a concrete company, is a labor and formwork company. It's where the risk in our projects lie. And I have a passion and a knack for being able to figure out projects, and it really just fit the need that we had in the company at the time. And since I'm not currently working in the role of director as pre-con, I'm a project director of some external accounts. And pre-con is now more of a function of my role along with some others. And we're still working with some of the same tools and things like Alice that I helped bring in at the beginning of my actual pre-con director role.
So now tell us, when and where was it you first saw the potential for AI to help you improve your workflows, Mike?
You know, in pre-con, I was, you know, suddenly influxed with just a large quantity of projects and needing to make what was my plan, a project team's plan, and create some belief in it. And there's so much similarity in my line of work of structural concrete work on what parameters and constraints are associated, everything from, you know, crew sizes, production rates, crane availability, work times, shift issues, concrete strengths, all sorts of kind of technical aspects of concrete construction were so similar in application to how they applied between all the different projects that I was looking at, that I was really grinding to figure out solutions with the tools at hand. Some of the more, I don't know, old school, if you will, the Microsoft Project P6, Excel files, labor reports out of our accounting system, trying to build kind of Excel-based solutions to figure out a cleaner path to productivity and protecting our risk on a project. And through a friend at an old project that I had worked on who happens to work for Alice, in conversation, we just made the connection and we've been working on this ever since. And it's been about 18 months now.
Can you help us understand, Mike, how have you used Alice to help solve some of the issues in your business?
Yeah. So, definitely a work in progress and still going on how we've used Alice so far. We've taken steps with a project called 5M M2 in San Francisco, to take a quick look at validating, the schedule and sequence and labor forecast for a project that was done in pre-con prior to our relationship with Alice and figure out where we could tweak some minor things to get better. So we made some formwork adjustments from a material standpoint by using Alice to quickly have a better understanding of really what our crane cycle times were required to be and where that resource was required on a project, something that just we weren't able to really get to and see the data with the old school methods. And we built a successful project that topped off fairly recently, and the project is charging towards TCO well ahead of schedule. The general contractor, Bill Group, after we built the structure, also did a successful job getting the skin and interiors built out, and it's been a great project. Now, currently, what our focus on using Alice and AI solutions to help us with is optimizing our labor on a project. So currently, our project First Light in Seattle is working through development of how to better use some existing tools that are in our accounting system and how our company manages and tracks labor, makes predictions or projections, I should say, of where we're going with our labor and productivities and unit costs on a job, to build a quicker, a more thorough solution that lets us look at different scenarios using Alice to make the best decisions possible on a project as we go forward. We have this First Light project in Seattle is a massive building. It's 52 stories with 8 subterranean floors. So there's quite a big hole to work ourselves out of.
All right. A lot of information there that we want to unpack the onion a little bit on there. So if I'm understanding this right, to put the Art of Construction tribe of trying to understand all this, is this what I heard from you at the beginning, Mike, is that Alice is coming in and helping you with stuff that can be scary. And you said, I run to big 42-story concrete structures, but that can be sexy and also a little bit of scary stuff. And you talked through about what these old school tools. And it's funny for me to hear you say Excel and P6 is these old school tools. Because I challenge in a lot of construction, a lot of people are just starting to use those tools to then fast track into all this stuff. And then it's getting into the riches and the niches where you talked about crane cycle times, and where that's a super expensive tool that in the past you were probably just trying to say, when can you get it here, and trying to figure it out as you go, to where Alice and AI is augmenting and helping with that. And then the most important thing is the people to run those and optimizing that. Am I understanding that right, Mike?
Absolutely. See, there's so many different parameters on a construction project that are very complicated. You know, there's so many different things that can succeed or fail and have a domino effect through everything else on your site. And my main focus is on labor and material. And when I can set parameters quickly with a tool like Alice, I can better protect what my next day is going to look like, my next week, my next month, and success of the project. And with the simpler tools, when I say Excel and P6, I'm definitely aware there's plenty of people in the construction industry that are just coming into those levels. And I know Renee talked about it in the first episode, that this kind of data-driven digitization of construction is behind. It was one of the hardest industries because of how complicated this is to digitize. And there is definitely, it's not just the Excel simplicity of how our businesses run. There's also fairly manual takeoff and quantity assignments to different elements that make attributes of what we're building. You know, how many square feet of deck we're building, a count on columns, a square foot of walls, attributes of a building element that are done very manually, you know, in PDF on paper to figure out square footages of what we're going to do each day. When I can turn a Revit model of what we're building with those given quantities or attributes that I want to know to schedule for my work, everything is so much faster, so much more accurate. And the time is spent for me finding the right solution to build a successful project rather than counting how many square feet I have on a deck if I want to do this size pour versus that size pour, or put a CJ here or a CJ there. I much more quickly have a bunch more tools at my fingertips.
You know, Mike, I'm curious, what kind of projects do you think Alice is best suited for?
It's a good question, Phil. I believe Alice is really best suited, not necessarily for the type of project, but for the type of company, person, or team that's building the project. I'm going to kind of ride on Renee a little bit here. It's really built and best suited for the construction team or person that really cares about how the project is going to get built. Because with Alice in what it does, it can build everything from a house to a miles and miles of pipeline or everything in between. But without the human aspect of what Alice really needs to perform, that person that knows the constraints of what construction work that they're looking at with the tool, and how to set up parameters and really understanding how the project moves. Without that insight, Alice just doesn't do its best work. So I really feel that Alice is best suited for that team, that person, that company that really cares about how that project is going to get built.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, so traditionally people have used humans to do scheduling. Now there's an option to use AI to do that through a tool like Alice. Why do you think that AI is particularly well suited for that task?
Because the parameters don't necessarily change that much between projects. And Alice and AI, that task of scheduling is the data part of it. It's understanding duration based on production rates and quantities of work to get done with constraints of labor availability, material availability, and equipment availability. Using a person like myself or anybody else in the industry to schedule the work totally can be done. It's just a time-consuming task of figuring out those basic parameters before you even start the process of scheduling. So having a tool like Alice and AI do that, it makes me and my bandwidth and our team and people like us in the industry, our bandwidth that much better, that much more available to build smart projects.
I think that's great, Mike. I mean, I think you guys are using this solution so well in that you're having Alice do what it is best at, right? Which is spinning up lots of choices while you guys are then interpreting those choices and deciding which direction to go. You know, the AI is not doing that for you automatically. Like, you guys are making the business decisions, and that's like the perfect combination of people and computing.
That really is the silver bullet of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get in and talk about, if I'm picturing these big concrete structures that you guys are building, there's a lot of risk involved in this, right? So I would think the top of, you know, the cherry on top of this thing is, how can you use AI to mitigate the risk? And talk a little bit about how maybe Alice could help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of risk in these projects. They're schedule driven, they're money driven, and they're complex. I've built projects here on the West Coast of the United States. We have some of the biggest seismic conditions in the world. The rebar configurations that we have in our construction doesn't look like most of the rest of the world. Figuring out the complexity of how to put these projects together, given logistics constraints, like in the city of San Francisco, LA, or Seattle, or even some of the larger projects that are have way more space, like in Silicon Valley, there's a lot of factors at play that can make or break what your plan is in a pre-construction fashion. And we're built around a company that estimates our projects, that's production rates that are based on historical data, and we need to go perform kind of within a box that we were able to capture at the time of getting the project. Our opportunity to kind of win or lose in that is driven very much by what the market and our margins are, and it's risky. If we make missteps down at the start of these projects, it can have a real detrimental effect to the entire project. And so using something like Alice, my time is spent making business decisions, like what Phil was saying, on choices, not spent analyzing or creating the millions of different solutions and the time that's required to do that. But I'm giving changes in parameters, and I can make quick pivots really with a project when impacts do happen. Every construction project has an impact, whether there's permitting issues, design issues, coordination issues, weather issues, all projects are impacted and delayed in some fashion. When I have a tool like Alice at my fingertips, given a base master schedule of how the project is set to go, I can quickly make changes and create really visual, understandable paths forward that are presentable to stakeholders in the project, from the project team to the owner. I can demonstrate what the best solutions really are on how to make up for an impact or delay on a project.
And before you used Alice, Mike, what kinds of tools did you use to do this work?
So I'm sure they're similar as what most of the industry is. They're just a little more manual. You know, changes in design and quantity changes type things can be shown between overlay deltas between old set and new set. Impacts on the project site level that impact the schedule can be shown as activities in Microsoft Project or P6. And by showing logic interface between activities, we can demonstrate how a delay or impact actually affects the critical path of a project. And then you have to work with stakeholders to come up with a solution of what you're going to do about it. Being able to communicate from a labor standpoint, unless you are a builder yourself, there are some parts of construction impact that are just not tangible, just too hard to see. It's really hard to see labor inefficiency. It's really hard to see labor inefficiency of what happens when you work extended overtime. But given a visual 4D presentation that Alice generates after you make conditional changes on how you're going to spend your overtime, what you're going to do with your crews, you have something that is that much more understandable, discussable, and able to make a real decision with by using a solution similar to this.
Yeah. Now, Mike, you had talked about the fact that you started, you know, your first job with Alice was the 5M project in San Francisco. Now you're doing a project up in Seattle. Can you compare and contrast those a little bit, and specifically like how you put Alice to work in each use case?
Sure. On the 5M project in San Francisco, most of this, Phil, I really just kind of believe is built on timing of our relationship with Alice. So we took a project that just needed to be validated with the 5M. So I approached the task at hand slightly differently. I had a master schedule. I had a project plan in place, and we recreated it in Alice and found some slight opportunity in it. With what's going on in Seattle, we are way deeper into the technicality of what makes a self-performing concrete company successful. We are looking at the hour by hour, man by man relationship of productivity and putting in work to best optimize our flow of how we're building the project. I'm looking really nitty gritty at crew sizes and how that crew composition is made up from a cost standpoint and productivity to best assign it to elements and create a path out of the 8-story deep hole that's in the ground that's protecting our bottom line and labor.
So you have heard the well-known Mike Tyson quote. I'm sure everyone has a plan until he gets punched in the face, right? And that's what that's what construction feels like, as you know so well. You know, you think it's all good, and the minute you start building, things are not what you originally thought they were going to be. And sometimes they get, you know, fairly far off track. If you're, Mike, wrestling with a project that has gone off track, what should you do?
You know, if you're wrestling with a project that's off track, you really have no choice, especially with the way these projects are coming together contractually these days. There's damages involved when projects come off track. So you have to make a decision. It's usually in the format of resequence or an acceleration in working extended time or extended crews within a working shift on a job site. The project recovery that happens from it is, you know, can be marginal. There's a lot of things at play of what you're dealing with getting a project back on track, particularly what happens to construction companies that run labor on productivity loss impacts of what happens with working extended overtime on projects, and being able to have a better look at understanding where you can place manpower and material and put a project together more efficiently can help protect that and arrive at a better solution for everybody.
Yeah. And we're really hoping now, Mike, that the introduction of Alice Manage, which is a relatively new service for us, will help companies when they hit this situation of having to reschedule, having to resequence, because, you know, it enables them to look at where they are and then adjust their path accordingly. So, you know, in our early days, we were very focused, as you know, on the pre-construction phase and helping people get everything all lined up before they started building. But now with the addition of Alice Manage, we're going to be able to help customers when they get into the thick of it and they find that not everything is as they hoped and that they need to adjust their path and that they can get back on track.
Absolutely. Alice Manage. I have gotten to spend some time in Alice Manage also on our First Light project. It is a very cool solution that Alice is bringing to the playing field on how Manage can work and being able to communicate and manage impacts.
I love that. And so the one thing I want to just put out there, and if you listen to the podcast, I have a very strong belief on what I'm going to talk to you next, Mike. But when we get to bring influencers into the tribe, we want to come in and talk about. So let's hit this head on to say, you know, how do we get over the F word of fear of saying this change of the word AI is still kind of this Jetsons for the blue collar warrior trying to figure all this stuff out, right? But is AI replacing the job of project managers or just allowing project managers to do their jobs better from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely not replacing project managers at all, Devin. This is a common question in a lot of industry of what AI is going to do. Is it replacing people's jobs? In this case, I'm a huge believer that AI is only making project managers better. It's letting them actually be project managers. It's letting project managers not spend their time just figuring out the data of what their changes are, but analyzing the data in a solution base to make a decision at a business level on the project.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I think we're right now, we're kind of in this chicken or the egg syndrome of like, keep paying project managers more and more because there's not enough of them. But if you had a tool that would streamline this stuff, it will actually help all sides of the playing field and level the playing field, which is what we need right now in the art of construction, because it's just crazy out there, right? So, you know, so Phil, how do we bring Alice from this painkiller, right? Because that's what, when I'm bringing these case studies and hearing people saying, we're all trying to figure this out live time. That's where I'm honored to have these podcast conversations. But how do we take Alice from the painkiller and be a vitamin and be proactive versus reactive?
Yeah. And I think I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to say, hey, how do we move from vitamin to painkiller? Right. Because in fact, in our early days, when we were focused on pre-construction, that's the vitamin, right? That's when you're taking the time up front to sit down and be super thoughtful about how you pick the schedule that's very best for your business. For your business objectives, all right, and not everybody's going to do that. In fact, you know, it's a new thing, but those that do benefit from it. The painkiller situation happens when people are, as we were talking about, they're in the midst of a project and things are veering off schedule. And as Mike mentioned, like, look, if they don't deliver on time, they're going to face liquidation damages. And those could be very painful. They could literally destroy the profitability of a project. And that's when we have the opportunity to solve a problem that is business critical and can help bring those projects that have drifted off track back on track so that they can hit their schedule, they can hit their budget, and avoid those damage payments.
So if I'm understanding this right, Phil, my wife is really trying to get me to have a few more salads instead of cheeseburgers every night. But if I go out on the guys' golf weekend, I have to come home and just have a few painkillers, because let's just be real about this. This is the real world, right? So if I'm understanding you right, you have solutions for both taking your vitamins with AI as well as painkillers if you need them. So how can people learn more and try out Alice?
So, you know, what we do is to encourage customers that are interested in Alice to engage with us and identify an initial project where they think it could be particularly applicable. Now, in some cases that's upfront, it's pre-con. In other cases, they come to us with a project that is off schedule and really needs help. Totally depends on the situation. But you know, the question is, hey, look, where can we help you best? And then, you know, they take Alice for a spin and they get to know it and they get to be skilled at it, just as Mike has described. You know, he started with the 5M project using it in a certain way and then gained a facility with it, gained capability with it, and is now really kind of pushing the product even further to do new things with his Seattle project. And that's the best possible outcomes. Like, start in a way that helps you, you know, get your hands around Alice, solve an important business project, a problem rather, and then once you've developed that skill, expand, right? Take it to new projects, use it in new ways.
Yeah, I love this, these talking tracks we're using around our vitamins and our painkillers, because to take it a step further with that, Phil, is to say, you know, we learn by doing, and we always talk about find the biggest pain and fix it, right? And that's what I'm hearing from Mike, as I appreciate him talking about how he's, you know, figuring this out, to say, Alice is kind of like going to the construction doctor, and you guys are there to say, come in and say, do you have a pain that we're trying to fix, or are we about to do a project that's over budget? Because we've never had a project that is over budget and we're trying to figure that out in pre-con, right, Phil?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, the over budget, you know, reality hits you when you're in the midst of things. So that, you know, that happens later.
And it's not always just the beat up mentality. That's why I started the Art of Construction Tribe, to say at some point the warriors and the tribe and the mics of the world are just going to say enough. Like, I can't just tell them to go work harder and faster for cheaper. Like, that's, we've hit critical mass with the labor. So now we have to look at other efficiencies, and that's where Alice can come in and manage those things, right? And so before we close this thing out, Phil, we'll, you and I will kind of rewrap. We're really setting this stuff up to have a few more podcasts around AI. But Mike, we want to put you on the stage and say, what is your crystal ball for connecting technologies to handshakes in the future of construction?
So my crystal ball for connecting handshakes to technology in the future is really that I think we're at the brink right now. And my crystal ball is telling me that companies like ours and similar are really on the brink of making a leap to full digitization and utilization of our, you know, years of experience of how these projects go. And with some little more experience with solutions like AI, we'll have some more believers. That's the hardest part, is enacting this kind of a change. And by being able to see results that are generated and actually finished with a project, my future insight is that we're going to see some great success, and a lot of people are going to be making a jump towards full digitization and understanding that there's solutions out there and coming our way that are going to be great for our industry.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Devin, I think one of the best things we can do to help people to realize the capabilities here, the potential here, is to do exactly what you're doing today, which is to tell stories, right? To talk about how a technology that may seemingly be new and unusual and scary, even how those technologies are being put to use and what the benefits are. Because when they hear, you know, people like Mike telling their stories, then it starts the wheels turning, and like, oh, wait a minute, I could use that. I could use it this way, and I could use it in that way. And that's the very best thing we could be doing.
Yeah. And bringing back like the origin story from Renee, one of my favorite parts about having the pleasure of interviewing Renee was he took a pause and he said, and I just raised my hand and say, it made me feel so much better. Why am I so confused? And why is this so hard? Mike, I've been 25 years loving technology, trying to make these video games be part of our business. And Renee put it really simple and just said, we are doing so many complicated things down to, in your case, building rebar Revit models in DFMA that is so intricate that is being totally done differently in the field because the computational power is so much more complicated than the banking industry or other things. And I loved how he just put it into perspective for us warriors out there to trying to take the Stanford Renee's and say, hey, we are doing the right thing for this rocket ship that I'm building 42 stories tall with all this stuff to where it has to hold up with 8 stories in the ground. You know, this is like taking these ships when these guys are taking their people up to space. We do that every day, right? And we have to have computational power to be able to do that, right? So to leave us out there, what is that one thing, Mike, that you want to leave our contractors and affiliates of the Art of Construction Tribe to think about to go out there and crush it to grow their business?
You know, really focus on where you can be profitable and what is out there like Alice that can really help get you over that line. There's some real solutions, including Alice, that can really turn the dial for your company on where your profit centers are, and mine happen to be in labor.
Awesome, man. Mike, we're big fans. We can't wait to see what you're doing of leading the warriors out there and taking these tools like Alice with AI and coming and telling your story. We'll put in all this information in the show notes and be following along. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Devin and Phil, thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
How do we get to full digitized construction? Storytelling, like you're talking about, Phil, this is where it's at, right? And the tagline that Mike said that just stuck out to me on this conversation was visual, understandable paths to make up for issues with delays. Visual, understandable paths to make up for the shit sandwich inside the gooey middle of the art of construction. That's what I took away, what he's saying, that he's just jumped in and right off the bat is using this. I see the parallel. It's kind of like on-site versus off-site construction. It's my Excel report versus AI. And then you have to have these platforms like Alice to do that. And visuals are very hard to see when you hit overtime mode. And now it's just panic and it's punt mode, right? And you got to have these clash detections that can go back to it and say hour by hour, if we shift and optimize this flow, this is how it works. Because damages when you punt are costly, and who pays for that? And how do you present that back and take a look at that? And that's where I'm really stoked to understand more about this Alice Managed Services, so that we can understand what vitamins and what painkillers we need to take. That's what I heard from the story, Phil, and it's been really fun to continue to peel back this onion from the Renee origin story to now getting into talking about things like your platforms within Alice of Alice Managed. What do you got to close us out here, Phil, as we do this first podcast and have two more coming up?
You know, I would just say, I think that the process of digitization in construction is going to happen bit by bit. It's not going to be some revolution where everything just sort of goes at once. It's going to happen bit by bit, Devin. And so really the best thing that companies can do, I believe, is to focus in on those areas where, as we've been talking about today, where they feel the most pain, and, you know, add technology to address those specific problems. Now, it could be at lots of different pieces of their business. You know, we focus on the scheduling element of it, both pre-construction and during the build. They could have other elements of their business that are causing them equal trouble. But, you know, my humble advice is just like zero in on the biggest pain points and line up technology that help you fix those. And bit by bit, you will get there.
And that's what's just so exciting for me. When we talk about find the biggest pain and fix it, okay, great. That shiny object. How do I do that? I'm just going to schedule my construction checkup with the doctor, right? So that's where tools like Alice become these platforms to help us really think through and talk about that. And that's where your team, Phil, is ready to and welcoming the other Mike McBeans out there that are in these same situations to try to say, how do I work smarter, not harder, and augment the real world of we're out there trying to get this done. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, you use that analogy of the doctor, Devin. I mean, when we first talk to companies, often they sort of come to us and they're asking for our advice, but really what we're looking to do then is teach them. Like, look, we want to empower you. We're going to train you to use this tool. You're going to become so capable with it. You're not going to be able to need the doctor anymore. You're going to cure yourself.
Yeah. And the other thing Renee said is, you know, if you want to just be moving data in the whole Amazon effect and talking through the 3 cents kilobyte, go back and listen to the podcast. Because the point of what he's saying is that you better start educating yourself on these platforms or you're going to get left in the dirt. But if you do get educated, the greatest time to be in construction, because now we can actually go back to why we do what we do. Why do we do this? Is because how cool is that Mike gets to get 8 stories below ground with 42-story structure, and he gets to help design and see that actually come to fruition. Like, that's just so cool. But now you have tools to augment the stress level that, let's face it, Warriors, that's the part that puts us over the edge. And this is how we can augment that, right?
Very cool. Yeah, we are building, Devin, some of the most extraordinary structures the world has ever seen these days. They are going to be around for tens, maybe hundreds of years. And the way that we are going to be able to do this efficiently, profitably, is by bringing technology to bear selectively to hit the most important problems.
Awesome, Phil. Well, what do you say? Let's close this one out. Let's get on the plane. Let's fly over to Honolulu and let's go to the Hawaiian Islands, put our Hawaiian t-shirt on and get ready, because the next one, who do we get to come and talk with on our next podcast?
We're talking to Chris Bays of HDCC, and he's going to have some really interesting insights on building in Hawaii, the unique challenges that come with that. And of course, he's going to talk about how their company has put Isles to work as well.
Awesome. Well, look forward to the next one, Phil. Thanks for joining me on this journey, my man.